Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Wake up!
Ready?
It's the Jack Blood Show.
I want to know what's going on.
Wake up and smell the noise.
I don't understand what's going on here.
It's the Jack Blood Show.
You want answers?
No repeating, pure reporting for the info piece.
You want answers?
I want the truth! The truth! The truth!
It's the Jack Blood Show. The alternative to the alternative news media. Allegedly.
Just start it right off with the Jack Blood drinking game. It's allegedly the Jack Blood Show. I'm allegedly your radio gun. Welcome, my fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state, and feral humans, wherever you might be. Be covering news in the broadcast today, and then Navy intelligence, NSA whistleblower, activist, researcher, and tech guru Scott Rickard will join us, allegedly, in the second hour of the broadcast today. Scott's a weird guy. He thinks that there could be something wrong with the CERN Large Hadron Super Collider trying to create the Big Bang here on Earth. See, and the thing is, and I just found this out on Facebook, the thing is, they say it's perfectly safe, so why wouldn't it be? Why would they lie to you? All science and research, especially at that level, is completely benign and meant for the service of mankind everywhere. They're just trying to figure out how the universe works, and if they create a black hole, even if it's just for a second or two, there should be nothing wrong with it. It should be perfectly fine. Is what I just found out on my personal Facebook, where apparently if you friend me, that means you get to try to censor me and all my friends. I could say this because the guy obviously isn't going to be listening to this show. Well, welcome to my world. It is the world of Jack Blood. All right, so Scott Rickard allegedly joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. Obviously, I wasn't here yesterday. I hate to miss a Monday, but I'm going to be very honest with you. I was too depressed to do the show. I was watching these Sunday news programs, and they are programs. This is, however, a deprogram. And I don't know, maybe I just wasn't quite aware of it. I just didn't really quite understand the depth of the war propaganda, just how effective it's been on people. But finding out that 65 to 80% of Americans support the war against ISIS, it was a little crushing for me. I just have to think at some point people become a little war weary. And we made such strides against not attacking Syria, the global social media, people yelling and getting on soapboxes and putting forth a contrary in opinions about bombing the people of Syria, stopped the bombing. The pressure on the war on Syria, NATO versus Bashar Assad, or however it may be, the Persians, the Shias, because again, we're still hoping to figure that out. Scott will help us on that in the second hour if he shows. Yeah, that'd be great. But you would think that we were making some progress, and we were all kind of bragging about it. Well, the false flags in Syria were exposed, and so much pressure and so much consensus was built that even the United Nations had to renounce the use of chemical warfare against his people. Remember, that's how they finally, at the very end, justified the invasion into Iraq, after they gave us every other phony reason. Then none of those added up. They realized that people can, you know, add 1 + 1 and find out it's 2. So instead of just trying to convince it it's 3, they found ways to represent the numbers. Okay, I digress. So I was a little shocked to see that. And I'm watching C-SPAN Sunday morning. I know, you guys don't watch TV. You only read books. You only read intelligent books written by the right people. You never watch the news. And you're also the smartest person in the room. So that's kind of weird. It seems like you would have to watch the news to at least... You can debunk them, but that's okay. You're smart. You're very smart people, and that's why I'm glad to be here sitting in front of you. So I'm on C-SPAN, and this is a show where callers can just call in. It's not talking heads, it's people. People calling in on their open lines. And a lot of good things have happened on C-SPAN. I'm not going to go into my history with C-SPAN. We don't need that. Not here, not now. And every single caller calling in supported the war against ISIS. It's like, haven't we been down this road before? And then somebody asked, well, what is the percentage? I'm not sure. And they talked to the producer and they found out 65% of the people calling into the show were supporting the war. The other 35% either weren't sure, and I think I didn't hear them, but there must have been one or two that said, hey, ISIS is fake. ISIS is not blowback from American or NATO foreign policy. It is NATO and American foreign policy. So getting in front of the microphone yesterday at 3 o'clock just seemed futile to me. Because even if it's true and we had 35% of Americans against the war, it ain't stopping the war. It didn't stop the AUMF, the reauthorization of war, a blank check to pursue a war against no nation, against a people that could be anyone, anywhere, anytime, even under your bed or in your closet. And I guess that's what people are afraid of, that ISIS is going to pop out of the night and behead them. So that was hard. And then I watched the Oscars. Not all of them. Oh, my God. No one could. Who actually could be put through that? I've been to award shows before. They're even worse in person. They're even more boring and more disjointed in person than they are on TV. And this was the year of the political speeches. So we heard John Legend, who got a token Oscar for the movie Selma. He wrote a song. I think he might have written it in 2 seconds. It sounded like it was completely plagiarized from 5 other songs. And so he and Common, who wrote the song, got up to get their award. Now keep in mind that Al Sharpton, who I'm going to get to in a minute on the show, because he's in all kinds of trouble right now. The Reverend Al Sharpton, confidential informant 6. Because there wasn't enough. Well, it was kind of a Kanye thing. Only black people should win Oscars, because they're obviously the most talented people. And that this is another form of racial oppression. And then we heard how black people can't vote in this country, because we have a black president, and a black director of Homeland Security. And yet, if it goes through, another black attorney general. And I have a black Bilderberg mayor here in where I live in Atlanta, Georgia. So who are all these people voting for all these black people? I mean, I understand that some people's votes get disenfranchised. Boy, do I understand it. I've had Greg Palast on the show. My vote is disenfranchised. Why? Because of E-Verify and all kinds of rinky-dink things having to do with me signing up and putting my head in the noose, so to speak. I refuse to do it, and I think I've voted for my last time. So I feel disenfranchised. I must be black. And then Patricia Arquette, who I love, got up and just started talking about how women weren't being treated fairly. Well, isn't that interesting? Can we have a woman running for president for the next couple of years? Women aren't treated fairly. It's not treated fairly. You mean to tell me that if you open up a restaurant and there's a man that owns a restaurant across the street or down the road or in the same city as you, that you're going to make less than he does? So what you're saying is, at some point, I don't know, I mean, I know it's true in the Obama administration, they certainly don't treat women with the same respect as, but I don't do that, and most of us don't do that. So there's another grandstanding moment for women. All this talk about women, all this talk about race, as we've constantly had to put on the record over the years, is just divisive. You don't like that guy's religion, he doesn't like your religion, so you kill each other. Men against women, old against young, money against no money. Boy, it's just another party at the Oscars. I'm not sure if of the worst moments, when Citizen 4 was announced that it won the documentary film. I have not seen it. I heard it's out, and I can see it for free, and I'm waiting to do that. I'm not that anxious, because you know how I feel. I'm a little wary about Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald and some of these people, but I would watch it just to see what was in it. Hopefully it was the whole pill, not, you know, 80,000 pages of documents, but it could really be consumed very easily because I believe people could use that. And the host of the Oscars, who came out in his underwear at some point, because that's family entertainment right there. A gay man is in his underwear. I mean, that shows really the problem with gays. They don't get a fair shake in this country. Please, please let me be married. When he says, you know, Edward Snowden can't be here because of treason. I can't remember the stupid, horrible joke that he made. But basically accusing Edward Snowden of treason. Well, that went over well. And then the other part is, and I'm going to get to back to ISIS in a minute because I want to debunk all of this. 665, what, 4 out of 5 people want war with ISIS. I got to debunk that again. That's what I couldn't bring my... I had to get up and very early this morning and start cooking a pot roast to put me in the mood for it. Slow cooker. It taught me a few things. There's a metaphor there somewhere. But Julianne Moore won the... I know you don't care about the Oscars, but do you see how I can connect the dots here? All right. She won an Oscar because she portrayed somebody with Alzheimer's in the movie. We must bring more attention to Alzheimer's. We must work for a cure for Alzheimer's. Give us another $200 million, and like AIDS, we'll have a... no? Well, wouldn't we have to figure out where it's coming from in order to potentially solve the problem, to find a cure? Or do we just find cures for things we have no idea where they come from? Genetic disposition, and... But why didn't people... Why didn't almost every person get Alzheimer's? I know I'm exaggerating a little bit. I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. Oh, well, grandma's a little crazy, but she could recognize you. I guess if she's 90, 100... So again, look at Kissinger and Rockefeller and Poppy Bush, and they have Alzheimer's. Where is it coming from? Toxins that are in your food? You know, aspartame, MSG. Oh, that's right. I read on their website that stuff's perfectly great for you. It's not bad for you at all. That a little neurotoxin doesn't hurt you. That you shouldn't drink beer or smoke marijuana, but taking a whole handful of Prozac or Risperdal, perfectly fine for you. Could it be the pharmaceuticals? Could it be the neurotoxins in your food? Could it be genetically modified food? I'm just putting it out there, because I think what it is aluminum. Aluminum, 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 everywhere. In your skies, in your food, in your water. Yeah, oh, that's right. The EPA and the FDA doing a great job. Yeah, Doogie Howser. That's right, Jason. Doogie Howser was hosting the Oscars. Another gay man in his underwear, his tidy whities. That's entertainment. So that's kind of what was bothering me. Man, I'm only in 15 minutes and my blood's already boiled and I'm pretty much good to go. All right. Doogie Howser. Family. They're so talented. The whole family are major actors. Where they belong to a Stop Alzheimer's or Stop Cancer, Stop AIDS fund, right? How's that been working out for you? As I've said once, I've said it 1,000 times, you want to be important in this country? You want to be successful in this country? Go worm your way into an elite charity. It has nothing to do with raising money for people. They keep half the money. It has everything to do with appearances and who you know. And the only way to get to know those people is to somehow be involved in their charities, because that makes them philanthropists. That makes them some of the best human beings in the world. And that certainly offsets the thievery, robbery, murder, and rape of the entire world's less fortunate people. We're all just refugees. That's what we are. I don't want to be a refugee, as the song goes. Don't want to live like a refugee, but I am. So I'll take my own advice and I'll go try to join a Rothschild charity somewhere or a Rockefeller charity, and I watch how fast I climb the ladder of success. Where we only keep maybe 5% in order just to, you know, keep the building open, the doors open, and people on the phones? Nah. No, I'll probably be killed for that. I want to live a little bit longer, thank you very much. I'll go to jail for that. So, here's what's been happening. As I mentioned, 4 out of 5 people want to go to war. Doomed to repeat history. This is why we do history every day in our broadcast. This day in history. Today, we've got a couple of clips for you. I want to play Pat Morita, you know? You know that guy? Not Moriarty. The guy from the Kung Fu movie. Arnold from Happy Days was taken away as a little boy and locked in an internment camp. And the history of that is today. The mea culpa history of that is today. So I'll hit that and a couple of other things in this day in history. But this is why we talk about history in the broadcast. I think it's good we sync up with the world. Because if you don't notice it, once you learn the history, what's going on today, what happened this day in history, you'll start seeing it everywhere. You'll see how it's kind of implanted in everything you see and do, all over the place. You guys watch Jeopardy? This is how I do pretty good at Jeopardy. I know history. So I know history, and therefore I won't be doomed to repeat it. And what's amazing to me is we have had nothing but failures in foreign policy. Well, I'll go back hundreds of years, but how about if we just go back to post 9/11? Bush and Cousin Barry. Cousin Bush and Cousin Barry. Cousin George and Cousin Barry. King George and Prince Barry. How about if we just do that? Can you please help me name one thing we've done right? In fact, many people are saying we have to fight ISIS because we screwed up so bad in Iraq. So, if you don't learn history, if you don't even remember the history from a few years ago, the mainstream media was talking about how ISIS was completely funded by NATO and the United States and started up by them. Okay, I mean, that's just months ago, but let alone years ago. Then you're going to repeat history. You're going to make the same mistakes over and over again, and, you know, you'll be insane. A little bit crazy. And they pointing their fingers at us, calling us crazy. We're crazy because we don't want more war. More of our liberties, and we don't want to pay for it. And just the pure hypocrisy of it is maddening. On U.S. policy towards terrorists in Syria, dubbed ISIS, President Obama is being handed rare American support for a military attack against the terrorists. And this is the great thing about this. The Republicans are saying he's soft. He is at war with Africa, the entire Middle East, a good chunk of Asia, and Eastern Europe. Don't even want to get into what's going on in Central and South America and Argentina right now. Cuba, potentially, and even here in the United States. But let's just say half the world is in world war. The world war is coming. No, it's here. It's happening now. And right at the time when DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is trying to get more funding, and they're going to shut the government down, and people are very concerned, very worried, all of a sudden some Somalian terrorists, Al-Shabaab, has threatened all the malls in America. Well, isn't that special? That worked out pretty good. President Obama is being handed a rare American support for a military attack in the terrorists. What part of that sentence offends you the most? That all of a sudden now war is good because we have a Democrat, we have an African-American as president? Cousin Barry? He's cousins with the Bushes and the Cheneys. And the Romneys. And the Palins. And the Clintons. And the Rockefellers. It's, well. Or is the part that offends you the most, that this is somehow rare. That there's been any war in this country over the last 15 or 20 years that Americans haven't, at least in a majority fashion, supported. See, the streets are empty. So it's just even more appalling now. The streets are empty. There's a few weirdos at Code Pink who are doing or saying something. There's weirdos like myself and some of you and my guests in the second hour. Weirdos like Cynthia McKinney or Cindy Sheehan. Totally just been kicked to the curb by the alleged liberal Democrats. It ain't rare. News on this today, which will completely debunk the support for the war, after this.
Your money, What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow
Well, maybe you do. Yeah, I'm being extorted from Skype, and they're punishing me right now, so obviously the signal's going to be a little messy today. And this has already happened on Blood and Guts, Maria.net, M-E-R-I.net. It's posted now. Already happened this morning on another show, so would I expect any less? Why should I just be able to just speak into a microphone and have it go out? It's very complicated, and I haven't paid off the right people this month. Tom, if you're out there, we need to hook up again. I found an intruder that we also need to get rid of that cannot be bounced from the computer. I know that's I know that's very interesting to the rest of you. I wanted to go in, we're going to have to do this in the next segment, I guess. I wanted to go into a couple stories that broke today. One is the Iraqi, there's an actual Iraqi army. And they catch, you know, like the British SAS posing as terrorists, and then, you know, they get break them out of the jail, P2OG. You know, that's the new Gladio. That's right. British special forces dress as Muslims, as terrorists, as insurrectionists. That's weird. I was just watching a thing on World War II, and the Parisian resistance, right? They didn't call them terrorists. The Nazis thought they were terrorists when they tried to occupy Paris and France, that people would fight back. They were called terrorists too, and they were treated quite brutally. But yeah, the Iraqi police caught a couple of British planes. It always seems to be the British trying to fly more weapons to ISIS. They shot them down. Planes full of weapons designated to ISIL. Sorry, I know there's a big difference there. And Jordan's upset because the Pentagon leaked where their camp is, where they're training people to fight ISIS. Well, that's weird. We often ask the question on this show, is that just more incompetence and we should give them all raises and promotions and medals, or is that by design? I don't have much. If you guys want to hold on, 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls after this break if you can still hear us, if we're going to get there. I get a little bored having to constantly debunk this ISIS thing. It just gets boring, but I feel like I have to keep doing it. If you have something, bring it to the table. And then, of course, we're going to talk to our guest in the second hour, Scott Rickard, about this as well. Stay tuned. It's the Jack Blood Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's not my birthday. I'm your radio gun, Jack Blood, 800-313-9443. So I got hung up in the first line. Let me just finish the story. President Obama is being handed rare American support for military attack against the terrorists. Some 63% of Americans back a Pentagon strike against the terrorists, who 16% who don't. There's some missing people there. A year ago, those numbers were reversed. Americans were asked about striking Syrian troops commanded by President Bashar Assad, allegedly, with 60% opposing military action and only 20% supporting it. The flip-flop comes as television news is filled with stories of horrific murders of those captured by ISIS and reports of American airstrikes against the militants. It's funny. It also comes as Obama fights with his national security team and Hill Democrats calling for action. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the California Democrat, who heads the Senate Intelligence Committee, there's an oxymoron for you, today backed military action on Meet the Press. That would have been Sunday. Meet the Shills, as we've often called it. It's a rare change of heart for Americans, many who are war-weary with actions in Iraq and Afghanistan and probably never even knew there was a war in Syria or Libya or Tunisia or Egypt or anywhere. 800-313-9443. Help me. Help me. Help me. All right, Kyle in Philly, do we have you?
What's up, Jack? You know what?
You got a bad cough, too, brother.
Hey, you know what? Never mind the 22 veterans that kill themselves every day. Never mind the veterans who come back missing arms and missing legs. Never mind the fact that our economy is on the edge of destruction thanks to the 12 years of war that we've already endured. I will support war on one condition. If my government can tell me what is victory. Like, you know, in World War II, when we said we're going to Europe and we're going to kill Hitler and we're going to stop Mussolini, and like, you know, in the Revolutionary War when we said we're going to force the British out of our colonies, I will support war completely with ISIS. If there is
But you're going a little far, Kyle, and what I thought you were going to say is I'll support war if Obama, O'Biden, O'Feinstein, and all the rest go fight it.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously I'm being sarcastic. There's no way I would support war. I mean, if the 12 years that we lost a war in Iraq and Afghanistan haven't taught us anything, maybe we should try a different tack.
If the Russians were in Mexico, ready to invade the United States, kind of like we are in the Ukraine, we're not doing enough to help these people. All right, I'll join the militia.
Well, if I saw any sort of result, if I saw any sort of, okay, we're making progress, we're making the people's lives in Iraq better, we're doing, you know, we're shutting down certain groups in Afghanistan, but we're not. This is nothing but a stalemate. And the only people who are benefiting from these wars that we are in are those who are waging them. Your Halliburtons and your XZs and your hooked up, and it just makes me so disgusted.
No, I mean, these guys, all the guys that benefit from it are going to benefit from it, and then they're doing better than ever. And look, I mean, it's this joke I constantly tell on this show. How do you make a hormone? You know?
Yeah.
Don't pay. The Secret Service will tell you. Don't pay her. That's the surprising, ironic analysis here, Kyle. Is if we stop paying ISIS, then we wouldn't have to fight them and we could save money on both sides.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you. I would also be highly suspect of any poll that says, you know, that 60% of Americans are in favor of war. And if a couple videos of, you know, people, highly questionable videos of people getting their heads cut off and set on fire can make us want to go and sacrifice more of our loyal, God bless them, military personnel and veterans, then shame on this country. Like I said, let's try a different tack. Let's try just getting the hell out of there. Let's just try cutting everything off. Let's not give them any tanks or any guns or anything else that, you know, obviously ISIS is trained for 6 months to learn how to drive a tank because, you know,
they don't have tanks.
Get a tank and drive it.
They have Toyotas and M50 cals or something. That they're not going to have as many of them because the Iraqi army just shot down the supply route today.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, war is a racket.
Do you know what the Iraqis understand more than what we understand is that there is no such thing as ISIS. That ISIS only came around in Iraq when they were trying to take their country back, right at the very same time. So they're not stupid. We could listen to them a little bit since we poured so much money into that country. Maybe we should listen to what those people have to say for once.
I can show that scumbag John McCain. I can show you pictures of him meeting with ISIS 2 years ago.
Well, actually, if you look at my story, Doomed to Repeat History, poll, Americans 4-1 want war with ISIS, I have the pictures posted.
I mean,
John McCain with ISIS.
Just like I can show you the pictures of Brzezinski in the 80s with Osama bin Laden. I mean,
we had to do that. We have to do these things. We just need to get in line. And I'm afraid if I don't back this war, ISIS is going to come over here and start beheading me. So I can't have that.
Well, hey, don't worry. There's going to be something's going to happen in a mall or a shopping center real soon. That's going
to
be easy.
They don't even have to do it. Just the threat that it could happen. It's already gotten the Department of Homeland Security their funding. Oh, and God forbid we can't have the president on repeat. We can't have these government employees working on furlough for a week. I mean, what will they do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Kyle. You've actually achieved making me even more pissed off. Thanks. Good job. Now, John in Texas, you're on the Jack Blood Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Jack.
Don't say that in an airport. Don't say Obama. Don't say Obama
either.
You know,
it no sooner left my mouth than I thought of the same thing.
President John, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine, Jack. I wanted to give you an update on our situation. We are starting to get our stuff back that was confiscated. I got a call. I got mine back the other day, and the money that was taken, it's due to be picked up, and some of the rest of them are getting their stuff back.
This is the result. Let me just inform my listeners who maybe aren't familiar. Your group, the Republic of Texas, was raided in a joint terrorism task force-style raid, a multi-agencies, federal, local, state, and your assets forfeited. I wonder, John, if you're getting your stuff back and getting such quick action here because of the little publicity you've had.
Well, that's certainly got a whole lot to do with it, Jack. I was on another show today, and the host had called the sheriff of Kerr County and asked that sheriff a whole bunch of pointed questions, and one was, why were the feds included in this? And the sheriff told this talk show host that it was because of what happened back in Fort Davis back in the early 90s, and they thought we were the same bunch.
Yeah, I'm just glad y'all didn't get Ruby Ridge.
Oh, you got that right. Another thing, Jack, I've heard, you know, and hey, we in the Republic appreciate to the utmost how much air time and letting people know what happened. We appreciate it so much. And we owe you a debt of gratitude. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, well, no, I probably owe you guys at this point. But, man, for me, it's the least I can do. Everybody else out there, you can go check out our story about Texians. It's on our website at radiofreeblood.com and deadlinelive.info. And help spread the word about what happened there. Because, really, isn't it, John? There, but for the grace of God, go I. It could
exactly.
Be me next time. So that's why I still stand with the Browns. I still want to get Edna Lane Brown and Danny Riley and those guys out of jail. Life sentences for not paying taxes. Prop up Department of Homeland Security that would have went to prop up Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that would have went to build a police state to throw them in jail. I mean, it's just a vicious circle. We got to stand together, folks, on these things. Otherwise, even if you don't agree with Republic of Texas or me or Edna Lane Brown or whatever, you have to do it, because when they come for you, there'll be no one left to stand with you. That's why.
You got that right. Oh, another point, Jack. I know you have mentioned about going to the Texas State Attorney General. We in the Republic cannot do a court thing within the U.S. or the state of Texas, due to the fact that it is nation against nation, and our only avenue is through the international courts.
Real quick, John, why is Texas, why was it illegally annexed?
Well, there were a whole lot of things. The president at that time, Polk and Jackson, I mean, this was going on years before Texas even was. The U.S. wanted a land route to invade Mexico, and the only way they could do it is through Texas. They wanted us bad. If you recall history, you know that right after this so-called annexation took place, that the Mexican War started within a couple, 3 months, I believe it was. And, you know, they could have went there by sea, but they wanted a land route. So that was the main reason they wanted Texas. It had been shot down several times before. It's business as usual. They do their dirty work when a good many of the people are not in Congress, or the session is not in.
Which is a good chart.
You know, it's after night or on weekends or during the Christmas holiday or whatever. That's how they get their dirty work done.
That's how they got the 16th Amendment passed and the Federal Reserve passed. Did it over Christmas. Lied about it. The truth of the matter is, Texas should still be the Republic of Texas, and I think that Texas would be better off. Probably not the rest of us, though, John, because Texas has been so good to the rest of the country. Maybe we can give back to Texas a little bit.
Well, you know, our website and what we're starting or to put on the website will help people in the other United States about the 14th Amendment, which is what we are basing a lot of what we're doing on, that we're still under military occupation here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And the 14th Amendment has the way to explain that, which will be able to be found on our website, thetexasrepublic.com.
John is the president of the Republic of Texas, and they have their own Senate, they have their own Congress, so y'all could go join them and find out more about them. Now, if you were, hypothetically, John, if you were still the Republic of Texas, wouldn't you like to send lots of young Texans to go fight ISIS?
Not at all.
that's another reason.
We're, you know, as like was said years ago, avoid entangling alliances with anybody. But
I'm going with Madison on that one. I think he was smart, a little smarter than me, so I'm going to go with him. I think he's a little smarter than a lot of the people around today, John.
Right.
Yeah, and then Texas would have its own oil. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't belong to some trillionaire somewhere. It would actually belong to people in Texas.
Exactly. And we're pushing for alternative power also. You know, we've got oil, but we're welcoming anything else besides. You know, hydrogen, solar, whatever.
Yeah. See, it's not secession, folks. It's just clearing up a major fallacy in American history. Thanks, John. Hey, I'm glad to hear that things are starting to work out for you guys. You let me know if you need anything else.
Sure will, Jack, and we appreciate you.
You got it, man.
All right, thanks.
Anything. Yeah. Not hard for me to help out good people, and if it is help, I don't know if what I do is help. That's the problem. I wish I could do more. See, that's the thing. The wrong people have all the money. You give me millions of dollars, I set up a legal team to go help people like that. You know? Oh, well. I don't. I want to add to this is some of the stuff we'll get to in the second hour, certainly. This was kind of an exclusive for us at DeadlineLive.info. You remember the German rapper? Oh, yeah. Well, you got the rappers support the war against ISIS, too. The German rapper who turned into an ISIS recruiter and the beheading video artist. You remember that guy? Turns out he was married to an FBI agent. I guess he didn't even know. Behind every great man is a great woman. Or behind every fake terrorist is an FBI agent and is his wife. There's a lot of this going around. I'm starting to hear it from a lot of people. Kurt Busch, the NASCAR driver who was just suspended. I think his brother was in a horrific accident, not suspended. That's weird. Says his wife was some kind of a CIA assassin. What is he, just crazy? Too huffing too much gas? And then there's the phony grunge guy, Scott Stapp, who said his wife was some kind of a CIA assassin. I mean, there's kind of a lot of that going around. German rapper turned ISIS extremist who starred in the group's grisly alleged beheading video was spied on for the FBI by a woman he thought was his wife. Dennis Cuspert, he's 39 years old, now calls himself Abu Talha al-Amani, embraced radicalism and traveled to Syria to fight with the militants, allegedly, before becoming the group's main propagandist. The spy transmitted critical information about the rapper and his ISIS colleagues before escaping to Turkey, where he was arrested and then turned over to the U.S., according to a German newspaper, Bild. The paper said German intelligence sources confirmed the existence of the operation. Fox News reports the unidentified woman fled Syria after her handlers told her it was no longer safe to continue the mission, as militants had begun to hunt and flush out infiltrators. She is now believed to be in the U.S.
Yo.
Cut it.
Boy.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
The drummer for Slipknot. Guys used to listen to the show, but they never would admit it publicly. It might hurt the bottom line. I don't know if they still listen. If you do, come on, you guys. You need to come on this show at some point, man, for sure. It's the Jack Blood Show. I'm Jack Blood. Lots to talk about in history to all this Al Sharpton stuff. There was a little bit of a sting done, right, undercover work by the usual suspects. And it turned out that Eric Garner's brother thinks that Al Sharpton is just in it for the money. That's weird. He's also being sued as a part of a $20 billion racial discrimination lawsuit, along with Comcast, who, if you didn't hear, is merging with Time Warner, who already ate up like a Pac-Man, AOL, and they're going to be the only cable provider in the country, and you're going to be paying hundreds of dollars a month for your cable and your internet, and people are scared of net neutrality. They should be. Also, this day in history, the Battle of Los Angeles, one of the largest documented UFO sightings in history. I don't ever do that on the show, but I got to play it. Here's actual news footage, actual broadcast audio from 1942 when UFOs started invading Los Angeles. Do we have it?
The news of the world, Wednesday, February 25th. Once again, Columbia's correspondents in world capitals and in the fighting zones in the Western Pacific are ready to give you the latest news direct by shortwave radio. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to Los Angeles and the report of Byron Palmer. Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning. The anti-aircraft guns began barking during a blackout ordered by the 4th Interceptor Command at 2:25 a.m. The unidentified object, which some sources thought might be a blimp, moved slowly down the Pacific coast from Santa Monica and disappeared south of Long Beach. Army officials declined to comment on the possibility that the object might have been a blimp. However, it required nearly 30 minutes to travel some 25 miles, far slower than an airplane. Watchers on the rooftop of the Columbia Broadcasting Building in the heart of Hollywood could plainly see the flashes of guns and searchlights sweeping the skies in a wide arc along the coastal area. Concussion of the shells could be felt in downtown Los Angeles, 15 miles away. U.S. Army planes quickly took to the dark skies, but whether they contacted the object has not been announced. Army officials say they will not comment until they receive a full report of the action. Although some watchers say they saw airplanes in the air, semi-official sources say they probably were the U.S. Army's pursuit. Several observers say they saw one or more planes spotlighted by 20 or 30 searchlights. The object moved southward, presumably over Huntington Park at the western edge of Los Angeles, and on southward to about Long Beach on the coast. By 3:30 a.m.
Clip at deadlinelive.info. I guess key words there, heart of Hollywood. Be right back with Scott Rickard. Allegedly, it's the Jack Blood Show. Hour 2 starts now.